Parshas Vayigash, the Isgalus of Yosef to his brothers is the central liquid, obviously. But in the Isgalus itself, there seems to be a few nekudas that need a beer. It says when he identified himself, Vehine, he says, Einechem royes ve'eini ochi binyamin kifi amedab aleichem. So he says, you see that I'm the one that's talking to you. So the Pashto Lashon is, Rashi says, v'ine nechem royes b'chvoidi, one. In other words, it's missing, kilu, it's two things, v'ine nechem royes b'chvoidi. And also, shani mohol kachem. The re is going on the kimol kachem, v'oid kifi amedab aleichem. So it's two things. First of all, you see that I'm a mohul, that's a simen, that you see with your eyes, and also that I'm speaking. The Pashto Pshat in the Pasuk is that the seeing is going on the speaking also. Is going on the pair. And it needs, the Targum touches it that way, Targum doesn't feel that it needs to be mishtane. So I'd like to try to understand a little bit the Havana of the Pasuk. What does it mean that Einechem royes kifi amedab aleichem? The inyan of Lashon HaKodesh, it says he's two simanim, first he's a mole, and also that he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. It says that Paroi couldn't figure out Lashon HaKodesh, so somehow we think it as being something strange, but you say Paroi was a special Rosh or whatever, I don't know, it was a special klola, from a special Hashkocha, said he would need Yosef, that he couldn't learn Shem Lashon, but that anybody else could learn Ayin, could learn Lashon Kodesh. It's not, we see, it's not something that's mufka, it's not an impossibility, it's quite possible. So the simen that he spoke Lashon Kodesh, I mean, Yosef definitely knew languages. It says that he knew, he knew many languages, and the fact that he's speaking Lashon Kodesh, he was playing a game till now, he had a Melitz, but the Melitz, who looked like a nice mitzvah, was Yosef's son, spoke Lashon Kodesh. So the fact that Yosef speaking Lashon Kodesh is not a simen. I mean, the bris is a simen, but this is not a simen in any real way. Mchal, understanding what it means that, it's hard to speak Lashon Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let Paroi speak Lashon Kodesh. What's the language of all other languages? Not that much more, it's not difficult, it's not easy, it's a language. It says that when they came back, so, so they came back and they told him Oy Yosef is chai, and he didn't believe them. So Rashi says that it's the punishment of a shakran, that even when he tells the truth, you don't believe him. You lie once, second time you're not believed. But then it says Vaydabrlev is called Yosef Yosef Ashadib Elehem. They said over everything that Yosef said. So Rashi deals the obvious question, so what? So he says he had a simon. But again, the Pashtun of the word is they said over the whole story, and they showed him that Golos Ashok Yosef lost his Oysa v'chiru ha'chir v'vihem. So it's hard to understand Manifshach. If for whatever reason he felt they were contriving a lie, for whatever reason he felt that they were lying to him, it's not telling over the story that Yosef told him is not a terribly big raya. I mean, if you're lying and saying you met Yosef to invent a conversation that you had with him is not a terribly difficult conversation. And the agolas that he sent him, he sent six agolas, that's very nice. But it's not, also, it didn't show all the oitzes or something, it showed him the agolas that he sent. So let's say the brothers are lying, and they want Yaakov to come down to Mitzrayim, even though Yosef's not alive. This, having agolas and saying over a dramatic story, not a chacha exactly. And yet the Pasuk makes the sharp contrast between between them telling him, and then when they tell him over Yosef's words, and then they show him that golus that Yosef sent, that made the difference. So you have to understand what the what happened, where's the shina, that this is all of a sudden so believable, and that's not believable. So, I want to try to be misamic a little bit in the inyan over here. It says, Yosef showed him two simanim. He showed him the simon of the Mila, and the fact that he's speaking Lashon Kodesh. It says, it's quoted widely, the end of Sefer Tzir and Sefer Tzir, the Sefer Avraham Avinu. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kairis two brises with Avraham Avinu, bris Hamor and bris Hapeh, a bris with the bris Mila, and a bris with the Peh, bris Krusos Fasayim. There's a bris with the Peh. I'd like to understand what is that, and they go together. In other words, Avraham is the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kairis bris with, and the Krisis bris with Avraham expressed itself on two levels. On the level of on bris Hamor, which is the bris Mila, and the bris Hapeh. The bris, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kairis bris twice? The Krisis bris is supposed to be a Krisis bris be'etzim. The mashal, if I have a Krisis bris like Yaakov and Lavan, that I'm not going to harm you, you're not going to harm me, Avimelech and Avram. You don't make a bris on, you're not going to shoot cannons at me, you're not going to shoot machine guns at me, you're not going to fire torpedoes at me. A Krisis bris is meant to be a bond. It's a nesuin is called a Krisis bris. So you don't make a Krisis bris on every element of the nesuin, on every different prat. It's a Krisis bris between two entities, and that's it. Everything else is in the package. If there's two brises, and it's also, it says the mashal al pi advar meila karati bris, that Klal Yisrael bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, Krisas bris with the Peh is something which is anchored also in the Pesukim Dinyanim. So where's the makom for two Krisas bris? How do we understand it? So the understanding of Adam himself. Adam is a beria kfula, that a person is a guf and a neshama. A person has a sheirish. The person's role in the world is as the bridge between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. Klal Yisrael is, like we saw in the mitzvah yesterday, that Amzu Yotzarti, their job is to be mesapet the tehillos of Hashem. So there's a bris in terms of the kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tshuka and the taivis and the ritzoinis of a person are his kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the person has a kesher with the world wherein he expresses the teichin and the content that he's conveying from the other world, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his pnim, from his nesham, and so on. So a person is be'etzem a bridge between two worlds, and in order to and to do it b'shleimus, you need to have a double anchor. You need to have an anchor mitzad the sheirish, that it's dovuk in its makor the way it's supposed to be dovuk in its makor. That's one element of it. And the second element of it is that what he's giving out is giving out b'shleimus and so on. Moshama davadema. If you have a translator. So he needs two things. He needs to understand clearly what the person who's talking is saying, and not confuse it with his own ideas. And he needs to express it clearly to the person that's listening, without covering it up and so on. In a person's double mission, so to say, or double the two parts of his one mission, we have two Yetzirah. You have one Yetzirah where a person wants something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas cravings and desires go to something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's one kilkul, so that the person is b'chlada anchored in the makom. Then there's a second chelik. The person, when he gives to the world, wants to give it in a way that's advantageous to him, that he gets the better end of the deal, that whatever it is, the person's conveying of toichin gets a kilkul in the act of giving it over, also for reasons of self. I want to mashma davar daima. Let's say I'm asked to give over a gevaldike chiddush or someone's mechadish. So, this, but like in the Gemara, you have Hekimel of Amir, you have people who said it out loud. So one kilkel is, I don't listen carefully enough, I don't hop enough what was being said. The second kilkel is, I say it over my name. I say it over the way I want to say it over, and I want to use it and apply it in the cases I want to apply it. Those are two kilkulim that are possible, two very shayrish kilkulim that are possible in that mission. The Bris Hamar is at the seat of a person's taiva and craving. And that bris means that the person's tshuka is anchored to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person's desires and cravings is all focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bris hamor. And that's a pneumistic bris. It's not relevant to anyone else. It's relevant to me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. But Avraham Avinu is an av amon goyim. An av is somebody who takes Zera from the previous door and moves it on to the next door. Every Av is a conduit from what was to what will be. In his outward expression, there's now a mokum for Kilkul as well. If he says it in a way that's not faithful to the original, that's a Kilkul. And that was the second Bris with the Bris HaPeh. The Kilkul in Peh has many aspects to it. Lemoshel, if what I say is not exactly the way it is, that's a kilkul. In other words, I'm not giving over what went in, I'm giving over something else, slightly different. So the world of sheker is a kilkul. If the medium has a different flavor than the content, lemoshel, let's say I give over something of kedusha in a language that's coarse or gross and not kedusha. Let's give a mashal. A person can dance to satisfy his taiva. So that's a kilkel in Bris Hamor. That's the problem. A person can dance l'kvoid shel Torah, but his tenuas are coarse. That movement of his body is not a movement of kedusha. Doesn't really express kedusha. It doesn't express kedusha, but he's dancing kvoid shel Torah. It's all around safe to say. Torah is in the middle, and he's dancing. That kilkul would be like a second type of kilkul. That would be like the kilkul of peh, because the person is expressing it with a medium that is not at all mechubet. It's not the pnim. Because every aspect of the peh, every expression, the word, the tone of the word, the tone of the voice, the motion of the body, every single part of it should be the expression of the teichen. And just like lemoshel, if a person buys an extraordinarily expensive a piece of jewelry or something really expensive, he expects that the box and the wrappings should have a certain class to it and not be the same as if he bought something in a dollar store. Some say, well, what's the difference? I say, you didn't pay for the wrapping, you paid for the piece. Yes, the piece is worth $400,000. You didn't ask for wrapping. I say, well, a piece that's $400,000, the wrapping itself is a lot more elegant than the wrapping for a shmata. It's part of the message itself that the chutz and the pnim should be hainuhach. the Maila of Lashon Kodesh, which is the manifestation of Eklal Yisrael's bris of peh, the Rambam says, for instance, that the reason why it's called Lashon Kodesh is because there are no words for Evarim, you know, that are Megunim, etc., etc. The Rishonim ask on it, and, you know, first of all, it's not difficult to invent words, and secondly, you know, they speak about it, and they ask on him. But what the Rambam means, it's not, well, it has to be Kodesh because there's no dirty words in the language. The language itself, the medium, has in itself the stamp of its teichin. The stamp of kedusha lies on the medium as well as the content, and that's why it's called Lashon Kodesh. There are no megunadik expression Lashon Kodesh. The etzem, it's not Lashon Kodesh. You can construct it in a vrit, but you can't. It's not Lashon Kodesh. So Lashon Kodesh is the lashon that it expresses. The other Rishonim say, I mean, Mechai says, because Torah was given, and so on. It also means it was the language that was most natural to express Torah for that reason. So Yosef HaTzadik, when he went down, so the brothers themselves, in the beginning it says L'yochad Avril Shalom, that they couldn't, that they were echad. They couldn't bear to pretend to be that which they weren't. And that was a mile of the Shvatim. But when they came back, like Rashi says, they came back to Yaakov and they said, Hakinas Ksenes Bincha. You know, it's take a look and see what it is. The truth is they didn't say a lie either, but already they insinuated their pair was something other than the Emes. The quality of believing a person, when a person sees something, he sees the mucker. That's what I saw the event itself. That's the nemonis of Re'iyah. Because Re'iyah is a chibur to the etzem adava, and that's why it's believable. And that's why seeing is believing. Shmiya is secondhand, and b'meila, there's room for kilkel. The Edom didn't see exactly right. They imagine something. They're lying. There's a kilkel. Shmia is very inferior to Re'iyah because I'm already now dealing with another makom of kilkel. The makom of kilkel in the peh. So for the person who's a badoi, when a person is mekalkel in the world of peh, their mouth is, so they came back and they told Yaakov Avinu, listen, Yosef is alive. That peh lost the koyach of hashbah because it no longer it was mekalkel. When Yosef was mezgala to them, Yosef was mezgala to them on both levels. He said, I'm somebody who, here's my bris milah, and kifia medaber, if you see me speaking, then I don't have any, you know, I never lied. And b'meila, my words themselves will make the impression on you of emes. It chazal on the current divrei emes. When somebody's peh is mechuber and it doesn't take on a life of its own, it's a direct bridge to what is, then the peh itself forces you to believe it. So kipia medaber, he is a medaber. That's it. It says Chazal say over here that, you know, Vayivul Echav Ma Yosef was the cotton shebeshvatim. And when he said Ani Yosef, they couldn't stand in front of him. Alachas kama kama kash baruch hu will be mochiach kolechot, and so on. So, what is Chazal pointing out? I mean, it wasn't because of what he said. It wasn't his divrei teichacha. I mean, they saw Yosef. I mean, it had nothing to do with what he said. Where's the divrei teichacha of Yosef? The answer is, when teichacha has limited effect because our peh is not b'tikunai. So we kind of okay, you know, it's he said, it's, you know, we words themselves can, you know, they have limited effect because it's not emes, it's not real. When Yosef HaTzadik said ani Yosef and seeing Yosef is one and the same. He was the Kotnish of Shvatim. In terms of what he could say was less than anybody, but what he said was there wasn't a bit of fluff in his dibur. He didn't have to say anything more. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechiachas, we're not used to Teichacha, because for us the Teichacha is, it's like when you have a machine and it loses a lot of energy in the transmission between the engine and the gears to the wheels. So every engine, it could be powerful like this, the Lamaisa is much, much less than the energy that was put into the process. But by Yosef HaTzadik, he said, Ani Yosef, in the words Ani Yosef, the entire event of selling him was transmitted. That's what he said. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mechiach us, we used to being able to make do with Teichacha because we never heard real Teichacha. But when the Dibur is exactly the Metzias, then Ani Yosef, the Metzias and the Dibur was one and the same. That's the Pshat. And that's why it says, that's why he said over here that Vehine Einechem Royes, Veinachim Yonim Kipia Medab Aleichem. He said, Einechem Royes, you're seeing it. It's something which is my words come across to you with an emes akin to seeing something. And that's why when they came back to Yaakov Avinu and they told him the story in their words, it didn't make an impression. They were already badoyim. Their words were already, you know, had some vague resemblance to the Metzias. When they told him over Yosef's words, it wasn't a question of being able to make up a story. Or being able to purchase a few wagons and bring them. But anything that Yosef touched was exactly the Metzias as it was. And Bemela, when you said over a story, sometimes you read a story from a person, sometimes you know the person, you know he's a big Neman, and you believe him because the person's a Neman. Sometimes you read something and you say, It rings with emes. The words ring with emes. The Yosef's Maila, because he was a Sholem in both the Bris Hamor and the Bris HaPeh, so the words that he had said and the wagon that he sent, both of them, you saw the emes. It's very interesting because the Velt says, you know, Dvarma, Yetzim Alev, Nechassim Alev. There's no mocker for that in Chazal. The mocker, the close mocker is that kol misha yesh bo yirah shemayim dvarav nishmoim. In other words, it means if a person says dibrei musa, if I tell people, Rabbi Yisai, there's Rabbi Yisrael in the world, and he's done everybody, and there's a gehenim, and you're going to have also litas adin, and you shouldn't do averis. So does it have a roishim? Somewhat, because I don't live it 100%. I don't, you know, it's not me. So b'meila, the words are emes in a technical sense, but there's no, the words, you don't see the Gehenim. But if the person lives those words, kol mishum shiyosh shemayim means he himself he himself lives with yosh shemayim. So then his words have that impression because his words are not a bumper that sort of dull the impact of the crash. They are the car itself. So when I speak things that I'm living, those words are very powerful because you see them. You see the Metzias rather than hear about the Metzias. There was the Midah of Yaakov. It says, Akol kol Yaakov, Yadayin de Esav. Yaakov's Midah in the world was Esav needed a cherev. Esav needed an implement, an instrument. Yaakov's midah was dibur alone, because titan emes Yaakov. Yaakov's metzias was kulei emes, and b'mele his dibur carried in itself Yaakov's metzias. Esav was not like that. Esav was sayit b'fiv. B'mele peh lost its ability. When it says v'om ro'ines akilus b'matan Torah, it means the same thing that we're saying over here. It means that words themselves are usually divorced from the metzias, and over here the by matan Torah, when a person talks religion to people, he's talking nice talk. He's saying nice things, great ideas, inspiring words. That's talking religion. It's not the scientist, not the physicist showing you something working. It's lovely words. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that came across, that was metzias. The Reines HaKoyles means that for that moment in the Bria, just like in Bria's Oilam, Baruch Shama V'Oilam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur and Metzias was one and the same, at Matan Torah, the Dibur and the Metzias was Hainu Hach. And Klal Yisrael's Ein Kechenel B'Peh means that when Klal Yisrael has both Brises B'Shleimus, or Kitekunam, there we have them coming together. A person can accomplish with his diburim, provided that the diburim are b'shleimus, that his koyach hadibur is kaddish with the bris of peh. So Yaakov Avinu was the midah of emes. Yaakov Avinu was the midah of shleimus of both. As when his Shvatim came out, in the world of in the Nisoyan of Yosef and the brothers were mekalkal in that midah. They became badoyim. In other words, Yaakov Avinu's children took the midah of emes of Yaakov, and because they wanted the diburim to mean what they say it means, they wanted Yosef's, what they perceived as his rishis, and so on, and the desire to see him not exist. They bent the words to express what they wanted to express. And you know when they came back, and the desire to make good on what they said created the lie of Chaya Ra Chalosu, that became the kilkul in Yaakov's midah. The Reb Chaim Shevitz used to say, it's his yahrzeit today actually, he used to say, Ma bezek ki nargenu v'chisinu es domay. So Reb Chaim used to say, if you need to cover it up, if you can't align it with emes, then it's not, then it's wrong. In other words, it was very hard on Seichel to decide what did was right or wrong. Here's a brother who seems to be a power mad, trying to grab the malchus himself, and he is dreaming up dreams and creating friction and all sorts of intrigues, telling the father they did this wrong, that wrong. They felt very strongly that he is a rodef. He's somebody who's power hungry and will stop at nothing. There was a strong tzad for it. Shiftekor decided that. But there was also an element of kinna, that the youngest brother is the one who's besting them. How do you determine what's a litmus test to see whether it's right or wrong? said, so when he said, "Ma betza kinagenu v'chisinu es domoi," if we need to cover it up, and we can't say we paskin that he's a roidif, and that's why we put him to death with a din of roidif, then it's wrong. The there was the kilkel of the Shvatim. Yosef, who restarted, who brought back the Shvatim, his Malchus was the one that reunited the Shvatim and brought back the process. He was Beshlemus in both sides. He mitzad is bris amar, mitzad is penimius. He didn't, he wasn't nichshol, and mitzad is peh. They heard. It's not only that he kept the mitzvahs in Mitzrayim. He when they heard him speak, they heard Yaakov's son speaking. The kedushas apeh, kepia medaber. You see, you can't. A person cannot. Cannot fool people. In the rough content of the words, you can fool people. In the flavor, just like Yaakov Avinu was trying to pretend to be Esav, for his dear life he had to pretend to be Esav, and he knew that if Chatzron's father catches him, he's dead. He's going to have a klola. So he's dressed up, and he's obviously quote unquote rehearsing the lines. And he still has, and he still can't say, "I found it." It slips. The quote unquote Freudian slip is, Hashem had it come before me. Just like a person, even if he consciously tries to disguise his handwriting, something will crop out because it's you. It's not. You can't obliterate yourself from something. When you speak, and you're a kaddish, the words take on the kedusha of the person, even if he's desperately trying to change it. Yosef said the other way around, "Don't you hear in my words the kedusha of Yosef, both mitzad the pnimius and mitzad and mitzad the expression of it?" That was his gilu, and in words like that, when Yosef said "Ani Yosef," the full impact of what that means hit them. Because those words themselves were pure. It was as pure as it comes, and the whole content of what it means that this is Yosef hit them in the face square. And at Kedekach, when they came back to Yaakov, the stories that they said that were their words made no impression. When they conveyed Yosef's words and Yosef's object, there was so much. Emes in him that itself made the impression. That was the makom where Yaakov believed. I want to take it over to an inyan of that's nogea to us a lot. In the commitment to Torah, so mitzad the pnimius that we have a chiyuv to do what it says in the Torah, and we have to keep the mitzvahs in order to do averus. That's the bris amor, and Baruch Hashem, we definitely understand. We try to do what we can, and people, you know, that's something that we at least understand it, and so on and so forth. It's very hard for us to get the sensitivity that the modes of expression in every the words, the language, the body language, the dress, everything about a person that's chitzonius has also a possibility of a kedusha. I want to explain it. It shouldn't come about because, okay, I'm going to work on my chitzonius kedusha. These are the things I'm supposed to dress with. These are the tnuis I'm not supposed to do. These are the words I'm not supposed to use. That's not what I mean. I mean the other way around. A person should say to himself, "I don't sense something." If your mahus is kedusha, where does a coarse activity, motion? I mean, why does somebody who believes in seichel and das as being it drink to knock out Seichel and Das. How does a person who deheres Kedusha not have a problem of soaking his hands in the culture that's hefach of Kedusha? A person is sitting at a place for hours where the pinnacle of the activity is a grown up people hitting a ball around. If a person is taka, a person with das and seichel and pnimis, what is this? Like, how do I belong? And again, not because it's coming from an isser. Oh, this is us. This is mutter. This is appropriate. It should come from the pnim outside. Fine, I'm not doing any surim. I'm committed. Well, I'm says nefesh and good. But the shleimus, the bris of Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu carries two brises with Avram, a bris of pnim, and bein shtei raglov, like it says, and a bris of peh, which is the expression of it. Lashon HaKodesh is not just a certain language with a grammar. Lashon HaKodesh is, what are the type of words I would use? It could be, would I use words that hurt somebody? Would I use words that are coarse? Would I use words that are arrogant? What is my tenuous? What are they expressing? How do I walk? How do I dance? All of it, a person, it's not only chitzenis. If that's all you care about and talk about, it's only chitzenis. But the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curious to brisim, because that's what a person is. A person is a bridge in two worlds, and a bridge is good only if it's anchored solidly in both ends of it. A bridge that's wonderfully anchored on one side and terribly loose on the other side, makes no difference which side is loose, is worthless, not a bridge. That the same thing is over here also. And when a person is emes, when a person's chutz reflects his pnim, his impact is extraordinary. It's so interesting how that itself is a rayon that's half of the world. The world seeks ways in order to be mashpia by finding all sorts of languages that are not Torah languages. Now, there is something. It says Hoyle bears as a Torah Zayis by in Lashon, and yes, we need to do it. Unfortunately, that's what we need to do. But if we only would understand how powerful the impact is when a person's Bris HaLashon and Bris HaMor, Bris HaPeh and Bris HaMor are in one place, when they're aligned perfectly. In the Guf, those are two Nekudas that are aligned for a reason. When a person's metzias of kedusha and a person's expression of kedusha are one and the same, you can't. That is extraordinarily. That makes an impact that even katan shebeshvatim, the one who was smallest of them, overwhelmed them with it because there you're seeing it's reinas akolis. It's a pchina of reinas akolis. Yosef is a malchus kleisol. He's a mashbil chol eretz Mitzrayim. He is in the world of in the pnimius of his midas. He's a mid of mashpia, and his shleimus lies that in two things, in the fact that you see I'm a mohel, and the fact that you see my words. The fact that when I say a word, it carries from the core of it to the outermost reaches of it. It carries the kedusha of bris. It's a lashon that's kodesh, and it's the same power that the dveikus that the bris mila has to the pnimius of the person, the bris halashon has to the rest of the person.